Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Custer stops, fires a 15-footer, bounces, and it goes! It went in! 3.6 seconds left. Schofield to inbound, into Bone, on the run, into the front court, top of the key three at the buzzer. No! And Loyola wins! The Ramblers win it! On to the Sweet 16!
I guess I'll keep on rambling! I'm gonna shake.
How much fun is Loyola Chicago? Come on. Of course, you would think, as Coach Porter Moser joins us, Coach, you would think with a 98-year-old best friend of the team, you'd quit winning in the last 2 seconds. You're almost going to kill me.
I think that's a little divine intervention by her part, just to put a little more excitement in it.
Now, here's the deal. You got a Naperville guy here, beautiful family, four kids. He played at Bennett, played at Creighton, and has proven himself as a great coach already. But I guarantee you, you had no idea it was going to be this much fun, did you?
You know, I've been blessed to be in this profession and to play in something I love. But it's hard to, you know, you can visualize it as a coach and do it, but to say that, you know, like you said, being from the Chicago area, I've been a diehard Chicago sports fan my whole life, and a diehard's probably underestimating it. And to have a little piece of Chicago's pride in this run is so much fun. I mean, Chicago has absolutely embraced us, and I'm so grateful for it because it's been something we've been craving here at Loyola. I mean, literally, when we got here, there was almost no interest at all.
Right.
And it's been a complete grassroots rebuild, and it's a ton of fun. The guys are having the time of their life, and with that, they've been locked in and focused. I mean, this is a group, a mature group, to where, I mean, I really want them to enjoy this ride. But every time we get in that film room or the practice arena, these guys are locked up, and they're completely tunnel vision and focused.
Coach, how do you explain the late game poise that your guys have? Because I look around at these other games, guys are jacking threes early in the shot clock, throwing the ball away, and your guys don't do that.
You know, we've been disciplined all year. I mean, it's something that it's part of our culture, and we share the ball. We don't care who gets the glory. Sometimes when you have teams that want to go one-on-one, they want to do it themselves, and these don't care. Dante Ingram, after he hit that shot, humbly said, you know, any one of those guys in our offense could hit that shot. Clayton Custer then hit it the next game and said the same thing. And we've been in these situations all year. I mean, the last month or two, we've been in so many close games and just have found ways to win. I've said it a long time this is the beginning of the year. We're a fun team to watch because I think we play our tails off. We're not the biggest team, but we defend, but we share the ball. We space it and move it, and they're high, high character guys. And it's just they're when you're unselfish and you believe, you know, you're willing to be fundamental and disciplined.
How much did that win at Florida in December cause you to create this belief and this confidence that your team shows now?
You know, in hindsight, you can't help but think that it had to help because you're at the time they were fifth in the country. When you're watching them, you know, you're watching them, you know, Florida, when we were scouting, they had just beaten Gonzaga. They had just lost to Duke in overtime, and they were, I mean, top five. And after you won that, you're like, you know what, we can find a way and compete against that. And you look at Florida, Miami, and Tennessee, all three of those teams, you know, two in the SEC, one in the ACC, they were all so much physically bigger. But our guys had confidence, you know, when you block out, you still got to get in their legs. You know, you can take away some athleticism by getting back in transition and making a wall. And these guys believe in that. And that's something that there's no doubt that had to help us as we went into this tournament playing Miami and Tennessee.
There's only two 11s left after this crazy week. And what am I talking about? Only two 11s.
Only two.
There are two 11s.
Yeah,
exactly. If you add up the seeds, you'd never get a higher number than you got out of this first weekend. It's been crazy. UMBC was the big story, but literally all weekend long, one game would end, another one would start, and you had amazing comeback, and something went nuts in this Nevada team. Good gracious, did they come back against Cincinnati. How do you match up against them?
You know what? What a matchup this is going to be. They're really good. I mean, they do a lot of stuff we do. You know, they switch a lot of stuff. They're longer than us, and they're like 6'7" across the board. You know, their point guard 6'7". So they pose a lot of problems, both offensively and defensively. They're one of the most efficient teams in the country. They don't turn it over. They push it. They space it. They're really good. There's a reason why they got 28, 29 wins. And You know, they won the Mountain West, and it's going to be a heck of a matchup because of the length that they have at all the positions.
You know, look, I've got nothing but faith in you guys, and I mean that from above and below. But the fact is, if it doesn't happen on Thursday, you've already overachieved. Is the fact that nobody expected you to be here, does that take any pressure off?
No, we don't even think like that. We're just thinking our next one ahead. I haven't thought about overachieving. I haven't thought about, hey, this is we're hungry. You know, we went into this tournament. I said it to many different venues that, we're just not happy to be here. This group is believed and had the foot on the gas pedal. We feel like we're chasing, we had this mantra, no finish line. And, we were asked during the conference race, after the first 9 games of our 18-game conference season in the Valley, we were in first, and everyone asked, how does it feel to be chased? And I said, I don't know, because we're chasing. That's the mentality we have, and we're going into this thing the same way. All our focus is on Nevada. We're greedy. We want to keep going, and haven't even had time to think about overachieving or what this is. It's all about keeping the foot on the gas pedal.
I think there are a lot of other teams that wish they had taken that same approach going into games this weekend, including some high seeds that got knocked out. But you touched on something when you first were speaking about having a piece of Chicago. And, Coach, I've always been a big believer that if you have a program going well in this city, and people talk about being a pro town, but I've always been a believer that this is still a great college town, a great college sports town. When I covered DePaul, I covered Loyola when they were in the Sweet 16 in 1985, Northwestern's run last year. Are you an advocate of that? Do you think that your success this year will have an ongoing impact on not just your program, but college basketball in this area?
Well, I think college basketball in this area is on the upswing. I mean, Northwestern, what they did last year, what they're doing there. I think UIC made a big jump on what they're doing over there. Mm-hmm. And it's good for the city. I'm not competing against those guys. I mean, we're all in different leagues. And I mean, Chris and those guys at Northwestern are friends of mine. They've been so happy for our run. Our guys and our coaches were so happy for their run. It's good for Chicago sports. And yes, I've heard that since I got the job here. It's a pro town. And you know what it is? It's a Chicago fan town.
Yeah.
Great fans town. They're not just saying, if I said it, if we're going to put a good product out there, you're going to see the greatest fans get behind us. And I think now more people have seen us play. I think they've always respected blue collar hard work,
right?
Chicago fans. And they see how hard our guys play and how resilient we play and how we share the ball and play the game, fundamentally. And I think people have really embraced that, and that's what's cool about this, and is that it's a Chicago fan. They're great fans, and they respect that, and it's good for college basketball.
No question.
Porter Moser, head coach at Loyola. They got Nevada on Thursday. Have you decided who's going to get the winning shot in the last 2 seconds on Thursday?
I'm leaving that up to sister. She can tell me. She'll email me and tell me.
Speaking of that, if you were going to play second fiddle to anyone, you couldn't be in a better position. I mean, how much do people love her, and why wouldn't they?
You know what? She's taken a lot of the media's, giving me more time to watch film.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's a great story. You know, she's been such a gem to our university, and it's great to see the country, and she says the world, to see how much of a gem she is.
Yeah, she loves the kids, man. You could tell. God bless her for that. So who do you get more notes from, your own 4 kids or sister Jean?
I got home. But it's funny because I got home. I have 4 beautiful kids. And after the selection show, we had a big party at Loyola. And then I stayed up in the office till the wee hours of the morning watching tape on Miami. And I got home in the early morning, and on the kitchen table was all my kids' brackets. And every one of them had Loyola win the national championship. Like, is this a little biased or what?
I would hope so.
Literally homers.
I know, exactly. If one of my kids had me losing the first round, I don't know.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
A trip.
Yeah, exactly. Well, enjoy every second of it. I know you're worried about the kids enjoying it, but make sure you do as well.
I am. I'm very, very blessed. I mean, God's been great to me in this program, and I am. I'm enjoying it. I know I'll enjoy it more later, but enjoy it with this group of guys.
Appreciate you being on. Keep going. Let's go, Ramblers.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
We'll see you.
Thanks.